You've probably heard in the news medical stories surrounding a drug which is considered a miracle drug called Ozempic. It's a drug that was originally used to treat diabetes. But now it's gaining worldwide attention as a weight loss drug. Why? Because American movie stars and celebrities and influencers have discovered that whilst Ozempic is great for treating type 2 diabetes, a side effect of this miracle drug was that it brought on massive weight loss. And the Food and Drug Administration in America first approved this drug. It's an injectable medication for treating type 2 diabetes back in 2017. But you've probably heard now that there's a worldwide shortage and people who need it for what it was first intended, treating type 2 diabetes, they can't get it. Can't get it. Why? Because everybody's using it as a weight loss drug and doctors are prescribing it for weight loss treatment. So what does this mean for people who have type 2 diabetes and legitimately need this to stay alive? Our go-to doctor is Dr. Philip Norrie, the no BS doctor. I know he's got some strong feelings on all of this, and he's on the line again right now. G'day, Doc.
Hi.
Ozempic, eh? Your thoughts on all of this?
Well, I'll start today's interview with a quote from the Wild West back in the 1800s. When they arrested a bank robber, they said, "Why do you rob banks?" And he said, "It's because where all the money is." And yes. So the same applies with drug companies. And Ozempic is a classic example. The thing that's not limiting Ozempic in its supply, like they imply that they've run out because of increased demand, they got plenty of the drug. They haven't got plenty of the single-use needles that deliver the drug. So the limiting factor is not manufacturing the drug. It is the actual one-use needles, syringes, and throwaway.
Right, right.
Okay. So they're keeping those for the American market because that's where the money is.
Sure.
And so the rest of the world gets a short supply because they haven't got enough needles and they're saving those for the American market. So there's a new drug called Mounjaro, which will make Ozempic obsolete when it gets PBS approval.
This drug, what is it called?
Mounjaro.
Mounjaro. Is it a tablet or is it an injectable?
Injection two, and the way they're... Okay, so basically Ozempic works on one pathway, which makes the pancreas produce more insulin, and you also don't feel hungry or you don't feel like you want to eat. Whereas Mounjaro works on two pathways, and therefore it's more effective. Now, the way they're getting around the one-shot needle shortage, and if you want to buy shares in anything, find out who makes the needles and invest in them.
Yes.
Because they're going to make a fortune. Anyway, the way they're getting around it is in Australia. Australia's the first country in the world with this Mounjaro that they're not having it in the one-shot needles. They're going to sell it in vials. Okay, and they can make vials anywhere. And you have a needle, and you just stick the needle in the vial, fill it up with the required amount, and stab yourself with it. So that's how they're going to get around it, and therefore guarantee supply. So there's not going to be any shortage because of the lack of the needles. So they're using a vial, and Australia is the sort of guinea pig country using the vial. Now, Ozempic goes up to 1 milligram of Ozempic. This drug starts at 2.5 milligrams, but you can't compare apples and oranges, so you can't compare 2.5 with 1 milligram of Ozempic. But you go up to 5 milligrams, and that is more effective than the 1 milligram, and you can go up to 15 milligrams with Mounjaro. The weight loss is a lot better than Ozempic. The only drawback is its expense. Because it's not listed on the PBS, you don't get it for, $6.60 or whatever. You can get it if you're a diabetic and you need it because it hasn't got PBS listing at the moment, but it will get it eventually. It's about $300 a month
is the price, right.
Which is a significant hit. But if you can't get Ozempic, $300 for this other alternative won't seem so bad. Something's better than nothing. But the big thing with issuing it with diabetics is they haven't got PBS listing, so even a diabetic would have to pay the same amount.
But there are plenty of type 2 diabetes medications available in tablet form that are on the PBS.
Yes. And the one I would suggest people think about is Jardiance, because Jardiance basically is a medication and Forxiga is similar. So Forxiga and Jardiance, what they do is they're a new class of diabetes drug where you literally piss sugar. So you pissing out sugar, so you lower your sugar level and you're also losing weight.
And is that on the PBS?
Yes.
Well, that's the one I want to switch to then, Doc.
Okay. See, metformin and these other drugs.
Yeah, that's the one that you've got me on.
Yeah, well, the initial diabetes medication that we normally use is metformin. What it does is it stimulates the pancreas to produce more insulin. Now, if that doesn't cut the mustard anymore, then you can go on to Tregenamet, DPP-4 inhibitor, or that's now been superseded by Forxiga or Jardiance, which basically is a new class of diabetes medication that makes you piss sugar. Therefore, you are dropping your sugar, but you're also dropping your weight. The only side effect is if you're prone to urinary tract infections because you've got all this extra sugar in your bladder, you could get more frequent urinary tract infections, but you can deal with that if necessary by taking a urinary antiseptic like Macrodantin or Hyprex and keeping your urine sterile. But Jardiance is a pill alternative where you're going to lose weight by pissing sugar.
Dr. Philip Norrie is with us, Ozempic. You've probably heard about it, and there's a worldwide shortage because doctors are prescribing it not for type 2 diabetes but for weight loss. And as Dr. Norrie just mentioned, there's also a worldwide shortage of the single-use syringes that it comes with. You would have thought that the big pharma company that manufactures Ozempic would now concentrate their efforts on making more of these syringes.
No comment.
Okay. okay.
That's too obvious.
Yeah, it's too obvious. Just very, very quickly. The national debate continues on what to do about bulk billing of doctors, bulk billing doctors and patients, because more and more Australians are not going to the doctor at first. They're putting it off because it costs too much for the visit. Are we making any leeway with this?
Not really. I mean, the government's done their token tripling of the $6.60. You know, that you get for bulk billing a pensioner or a child, but that's only tokenism. It's not a significant thing. The bulk billing rate has never kept up with the CPI, so you're always, the gap's widening between the cost of living and what the government gives you, so people just call it quits. They've had enough. I bulk bill everybody because that's the way I've always done it, because I'm old-fashioned and don't think you need to be ripped off to see a doctor, so I'm still bulk bill.
Tell me this, Dr. Norrie. If we are trying to encourage young doctors, doctors straight out of university, to go to regional Australia, what's a good incentive? How do we encourage, and I get the same can be said for teachers and other important jobs, but how do we encourage young doctors to get out into regional Australia?
Well, pay them more.
Okay,
but as I said to you before, the way to get around it is just to make it compulsory. You have to do 2 years in the bush, or every year do 6 months in the bush, or something like that. You have to have some compulsory rotational system where they have to do time in the bush and time in the city. And it's not rocket science. As I said before, they used to do it with teachers. If you had the teacher scholarship, you had to give them 5 years in the bush as a teacher before you could come back to the big smoke.
How's this for an idea? When you get out of university, if you choose to do 5 years in a regional area that is deemed necessary, what about scrapping the hex loan?
Yes. Why not?
Is that an idea?
That's an idea.
See, I'm an ideas man, Doc.
Yeah. But I'll just also, you know, when we're talking about medications, I'd just like to make a comment. The new shingles vaccine has just become available as of the 1st of November. For anyone over 65, you know, they can get the new Shingrix shingles vaccine. The only problem is there isn't enough of it, just like Ozempic. At our medical centre in DY, our medical centre in DY, we've got about 40,000 patients. We've had an allocation of 10 a month. 10 a month. I mean, what are we supposed to do with 10? So it should be 1,000 a month. So we're just prioritising people who've got cancer and on chemotherapy. They get it first before everybody else. We've been told by the New South Wales Health Department that supply will equal demand in the middle of next year. I'll believe it when I see it. So again, another stuff up. They announced big time, come and get your Shingrix for shingles, and they can't supply demand. So that really is annoying because everybody's coming in wanting their Shingrix and we can't supply it.
All right.
Another stuff up.
Yeah. All right. Listen, Doc, always good to talk to you. Thanks for keeping us up to date. We'll talk soon, eh?
Okay.
The No BS Doctor, Dr. Philip Norrie.